This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we all? And you've no excuse to sound more tired than me, David Hammond.
I'm not tired.
Oh, I am.
Just feeling very lethargic, are you?
What's lethargic mean?
Just a bit.
Tired.
A bit high.
Oh, just, I was, we've just done a 3-hour show.
A bit of energy.
Bringing the energy down a little bit. Just, I think our podcast community don't expect us to be on all the time. Do you know what I mean? I feel like we can be totally ourselves.
Well, if they do, they're not getting what they expect.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck, if you want us to be on for the podcast intro, I'm really sorry about that. You could listen to this on 2x speed.
You probably
then
could.
We'd sound a lot more
all
hyper.
All I will say is because you're speaking so softly now, it's making me tired.
Oh.
Hands up, podcast listeners. Who skips through this bit? Haha, if you do, you wouldn't even know. That's the question. Are you wrecked, Em?
I am, yeah. I'm ready for bed now.
Hit a wall?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What time?
I went through a lot of phases on the show this morning of the kind of tiredness. I went from the sweats.
Delirium.
To the delirium.
Yeah.
To the, what was it? Sweats? Oh, and shakes. There were shakes earlier.
Did you have the shakes?
I've come around now.
Where did you have the shakes?
My hands. I could feel
really?
My hands kind of going, yeah.
Did you sleep? You didn't sleep on the plane?
I did. No, I did get a bit. Not much. I'd say like an hour. So uncomfortable.
Just planes in general.
Oh man, I used to be grand. But yeah. I don't know what's going on.
How much is it for an upgrade to like... No, seriously, how much?
I think it's a lot. Well, I don't know. For some people who are like, rich, then they could fork out another 500
but like,
quid
if I'm doing
holiday.
A 5-hour...
I think it's double pretty much what you're paying.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know if I can...
Because I think every time I'm like, maybe, and then I'm like, oh no.
I know a girl who, when she moved, she actually moved to New York and she actually got like a full-blown upgrade. She was like, no, I'm moving to New York, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to spend all the money and, you know, actually go... And she had a ball. Like, she was like lying down, she had a bed or whatever.
Nice.
And I was like, that sounds like the dream. My... Honestly, guilty pleasure is watching first class airplane reviews on YouTube. Like people who
go and
do first class. Like
they show what it's
the
like.
Most expensive airplane seat in the world. Some of these things are like 40 grand and stuff like
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's my boyfriend Alex's dream to fly first class once. And I've always been like, why would you do that? Because you could... In turn, you could get like 7 extra flights. And now the older I get, I'm like, oh, that would be nice.
It would be nice. But at the same time, like in a situation like me, that's half me spending money.
That's it. What
you know,
mean,
so it's game over. But if you were ever in that position or if
I won the cash machine.
Yeah, I was going to say, cash mash.
Yeah. If you got free money, then it'd be a different story, you know?
Yeah, because then you didn't have it in the first place.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy today's show. We'll talk really slowly.
We certainly did.
To you again tomorrow on this bit and much more pacey on the actual show. Ta-ra.
Enjoy.
Wake up, you baby. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning. Kind of caffeine in the coffee. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Thursday already?
That's
To be fair, I actually disagree with you. Welcome back, Emma, to the longest week in the history of the universe.
I can't believe we have to do another 2 days.
It's ridiculous.
I thought it was like Friday today.
It really did feel like it.
Is the vibe just very much a bank holiday weekend is looming, so everything is moving at snail's pace?
I literally think it is that.
Yeah.
I literally think it's that.
And also when you know you're going on holidays on Saturday, which is what I'm doing.
And you're back from holidays. Welcome back.
Thanks a million.
Super long.
Thanks, William. What's the weather like where you're off to on Saturday, Ash?
Really good.
I don't
want to go there, guys. It's not fair.
You don't want to go to Sicily now?
No, I mean, I don't want to go there on like bragging, but if you asked, I'll tell you that it's going to be, I think, like 28, 29.
No, I'm sorry.
That's too hot.
Do you remember last year when Ashling went on her holidays and it lashed rain in her in France for a week?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually such a good point. Thank you.
Yeah, you deserve this.
That was my attempt at a sun holiday last year. It was the worst weather I'd experienced in the whole of 2020.
Like in Ireland or abroad.
Oh God, it was absolutely...
It was north of France though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Didn't you sit inside playing board games for a week?
I bought a Sudoku book.
Oh my
God. That's how bad
the level things were. So do you know what? If anyone deserves to be smug about a bit of sun, it's you.
Thanks guys. That's a very big thing of you to say.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashling on Spin. 7:04, kicking off with Noah Kahan.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Summer's number one hit. hit music station. This is Spin 103.8 and you're with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Em.
Thanks, hon.
Tell us about your journey home now. You're not long back.
No, not long back at all. No, we got off the plane at about 4, 10 past 4-ish.
This morning.
You're crazy.
At Dublin Airport. But like, honestly, I was forcing myself to try and sleep on the plane. And I feel like the more you force it, the more you can't.
Yes.
So I definitely had a nod or two for a while, but no, didn't get a deadly night's sleep. I feel great though. We got off the plane, went out, we were in the blue car park because stupid us didn't organise parking.
Is that one far away?
Oh, miles away.
Okay.
You might as well be going off for 4 weeks to save yourself a few bob.
And it's 4 in the morning. Cool.
And it's 4 in the morning and then the little sign says, next bus for the blue car park, 28 minutes. And I was like, no, I've never seen that before. It's got to be a joke. Thankfully it was, but
It was a joke.
Gotcha.
It's a damn Dublin airport. They do that every time. They're just trying to annoy
them. Maybe I am more delirious than I thought. I meant to say like an error on the system. Thought I'd have to come straight to work. Managed to have an error to come and shower. So
yeah, you look great. You look
thank
fresh.
Thank you. I don't feel it.
I do think the crash is going to come for you soon because Dave did this manoeuvre coming back from New York over a year ago.
Yeah,
now, didn't
I did.
You?
And I was like, I did not enjoy it. But I didn't go home for a shower or anything like that. I just came straight off the plane and I was in bits. I was in agony, yeah. And it wasn't good at all. I think by like 7:30, I was like, all right, I'm ready for bed.
Right, okay, so you might feel fine now, but the jet lag could hit and
it might kick
and fast on this here show.
And I've never done a jet lag experience from west to east.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Who knows? Well, we'll see. Dave and I have kind of done a bit of research on your behalf while you were gone, just to see if we could kind of prevent the jet lag from setting in, because we care about this show and we want it to be a good show. We don't want you to be letting the side down.
Right, right.
If that's okay. So to get you through the next 3 hours, we've got a 6-step plan.
Oh,
okay.
Fantastic.
Taken straight from the internet. Number one, avoid heading straight to meetings from the airport. Now, I think we may have failed at the first hurdle.
Yeah, that's not good.
I would consider this a long-ass meeting.
I'd say this is a three-hour meeting. You've got to be on.
And interestingly, a very public meeting.
Yeah, where you're pretty much presenting the whole time. So we've failed at that one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not good.
But we could start off with this one. Drink 2 coffees. So we've got 2 coffees here for you.
Yeah, producer Callum's about to bring in 2 coffees.
Oh. Are you joking? I've just made a coffee.
Yeah,
we've got another one.
Three is fine.
And in that coffee is an Americano and an espresso shot. So there's a lot going on there already.
Well, we've got 2 more for you.
More coffee. I'll be running to the loo.
I'm pretty sure they're espressos as well. They're strong as well.
Wow.
Take a sip.
Okay. Enjoy them.
A live sip.
Okay, just to repeat, I've already had a coffee with an Americano and espresso shot in
it. That's grand. Don't worry about it.
So I'm scared of what this might do to my insides.
We're scared if you get tired that the show will be bad. Yeah.
So. Right, okay. But if I spend most of it in the toilet, it's fine.
We'll stick a mic to you. It'll be fine.
Number three is drink tons of water. So we've got some pints of water coming into the studio now as well.
You guys.
Producer Callum, please fetch. Water keeps you alert and awake and hydrated.
Okay, so you know, three coffees.
The coffees.
Okay, brilliant. And all of the water.
A few cups of water.
Only little cups.
That's okay. I'll neck them now, guys. Thanks for
leaving.
How do you feel?
Really good. Oh, you look so good. You look so much more awake.
Down it.
Okay. Next on the list.
You might be actually kind of regretting doing that because number four on the list is try downward dog. The yoga pose can help with focus and relieving tiredness.
So what is downward dog?
It's kind of like you get down on your knees and then your hands are down and your head's down the ground and you stick your bum up in the air like a dog.
Ah, Emma's gone again.
Ah, there she's gone. All right.
It's a weird position to be doing in public.
While you're doing downward dog, the next one on the list is to spritz your face with rose water.
Oh!
Now, if you wouldn't mind, I know you have full face makeup, but I might just flick a few bits of water in your face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, just mind the old equipment there.
Did you get rose water?
Oh, that's lovely.
There you go now.
Oh, that's very nice. That's thanks, Manny. Is that the water that you have probably backwashed loads?
Oh, that's not rose. Well? Yeah, that's just normal water. But I never backwash.
She's not that gross. And the other last kind of tip, I suppose, get plenty of daylight. So basically, I'm just going to shine my torch at you.
Oh, yeah.
No. We're all just going to shine our torches in your face.
That's not very nice.
We'll put the studio lights on. There we go.
No, not the big. We hate the big lights in here.
Excellent.
No.
So there we go.
It's working, I think. You feel good? You feel good? You love it?
I feel like you feel really awake.
Welcome back, girl.
No choice to be really awake like this. My God. Okay, let's do this. Leigh Banks, tell your girlfriend you're on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin. So tell my boyfriend. You got this
thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And David Guetta's On My Love on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin.
What's up?
I'm not going to lie. I know next to nothing about Tom Cruise, and I know that's shameful.
Oh, I know a few things.
Go on.
I know he's a Scientologist, and I know he's in Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Whoa, you're like basically, you wrote the book biggest on fan. Tom Cruise. Yeah.
What I didn't realise about him at all, and I'll get to what I read about him today, which is just next level, but everything I'm about to tell you is next level, is all of the stunts he's pulled off himself while filming.
He's famous for doing that, yeah.
I get that, but I didn't realise the extreme of it. So just to list a few. He climbed a 2,000-foot cliff in Mission Impossible 2.
Mm-hmm.
He held his breath for 6 minutes for an underwater stunt for Mission Impossible.
Oh, my God.
Nation. Oh. That's not good for you. He broke his ankle jumping between buildings while making Mission Impossible Fallout. He did not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 500 skydives and over 13,000 motocross jumps for one of the stunts in Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. He clung to the side of a massive Airbus, like a massive plane, as it took off and went up 1,000 feet.
I remember seeing the behind the scenes.
With speeds of 100 knots. Now, he was secured with a wire and had special contacts on to protect his eyes from debris.
Only because he was told he had to.
And he did the stunt 8 times to get it right.
Yeah.
Hanging off the side of a plane.
He is in the right job.
And finally, he did 106 skydives with a broken ankle to pull off the halo jump in Mission Impossible Fallout.
Pretty sure he also went to the very, very top of the Burj Khalifa in Dubai and just chilled there at the very top without like anything.
How is he alive, though?
He's just, but like, that's, that's how he gets his thrills.
I'm always like, oh, I'd like to do a skydive. Oh, no, but it will kill me. Like, yeah, even just the panic of it will kill me.
Good man to think about. Everyone does anything scary.
But it's not even that he just does his own stunts. He also sometimes seems to rope in his colleagues with him, whether they like it or not, right? Because Glenn Powell, who starred with him in many of his movies, opened up about this prank that was pulled by Tom Cruise during the filming of Top Gun Mavericks. That's more recent one, isn't it?
Yeah, the second one.
This poor lad, this guy's Glenn Powell, he's a, you might recognise him if you're more of a into the rom-coms than you are into the thrillers or whatever. He was in Anyone With You, I think the lead with Sydney Sweeney.
Yes, oh yeah.
So you know. Yeah. So essentially,
it's a raunchy movie.
He said that during one of the scenes where Tom is flying this helicopter over London, Tom goes into this whole thing and pulls a prank on him as if he has lost control of the helicopter while flying it.
Oh, no.
So his co-stars on this helicopter are like, ah, Jesus, Tom, if you've lost control, sure, who else is going to save us?
And they're literally in a real helicopter.
A real helicopter flying over London.
He pretends to lose control.
He pretends to lose control of the helicopter. So his co-stars and all, and the film crew and everything are like, oh, Jesus, sure, if Tom's lost control, then there's no helping us, is there?
Yeah.
And then Tom's like, imagine just like, lol, JK, LOL.
Oh, my God, I'd kill him. But no, also, how do you do that to Tom Cruise?
Like, yeah, you can't
do that.
He's invincible.
Oh my God, he really is. He's literally invincible.
That is actually so mean.
Isn't that the meanest thing so ever?
Mean. That'd be his best stunt to date, pulling that prank in front of me. I'd kill him. I'd go mad.
You'd find a way.
Yeah.
Find a way.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's mad. It's like the person that you trust your life with the most. I think having read all this, I would literally put my life in Tom Cruise's hands over and over again. But no.
He might prank you that you're gonna
die. Now that I hear about the pranks, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, not good crack.
Recharged.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, and I Had Some Help on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station.
How good is that?
I have a feeling that the days of, if you're a fan of Post Malone from the likes of Rockstar, I think they're over.
Oh, thank you for that lovely rendition.
Thanks.
That was wonderful.
That was so recognisable.
Can we hear it again? Do you know what I realised as soon as I started singing? That it's all so explicit, that line. That I can't do anything. I was like, I can't say that.
Go again.
I feel just like a rock star. Yeah, that's it. I was like, oh no, don't say that. That's very not good for radio at 7:30 in the morning. Anyway, I think that's done, lads. I think country will be the way forward for him.
For now, anyway. He's kind of jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah, but he sounds so good.
His voice sounds unreal with country.
It works, yeah.
It
works.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. Right, bit of backstory to this, what I'm about to tell you, okay?
Right.
A couple of years ago, I used to work in a different radio station and I started to make TikToks, right? Mm. It had just been the pandemic. TikTok started to become a real big thing. So I was like, I'm just going to start making TikToks, right? Oh. They actually did quite well. I was talking about radio and things like that. And they did very well.
You did a lot of radio secrets, didn't
I
you?
I did, indeed.
They used to pop off. Why did you stop doing that?
I don't know, because
there are no secrets.
I
milked that content, baby. Yeah. Milked that content to the point where there was like 27,000 radio secrets that didn't actually really exist. But anyway, I gained quite a big following on TikTok from that, right? And like, there was like kids and things following me. Anyway, one day I wake up and someone has texted me, I don't know who it was, I think it was in the group chat, in the lads group chat, and they were like, David, do you know you have a Wikipedia page? And I was like, no, I don't. What are you talking about? They sent me the link. I have a full-on Wikipedia page.
Oh my God, do you?
I do a TikTok about this, right? And I'm like, lads, I have a Wikipedia page. What's going on? This is the maddest thing ever.
Yeah.
And some kid messages me and he's like, hey, I'm really sorry if you're freaked out. I just love making Wikipedia pages and I got all the information on you from your TikTok and your Instagram.
Oh.
So it's already public knowledge anyway. So I was like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. Like, I was like, I'm not creative.
I love that he owned up. Like, yeah. You would never know.
That's true.
You'd never be able to find who did it.
I'd also never be able to prove that.
Yeah.
Because when someone's like, you have a Wikipedia page, I can't believe you made yourself a Wikipedia page. I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's like, there's some random website in the world called Celeb Birthdays. And for some random reason, I'm on it. And it says Emma's estimated net worth 1.5 million.
It's actually 1.4.
Actually 1.7.
but that was this whole thing, and I was kind of bizarre. Whole story.
That's so cute. That little kid, whatever, it's a guy or a girl. It's gonna be like a proper digital legend in years to come.
Coding and things like that. But he had information on me about like ex-girlfriends and things like that. And I was like, right, well, maybe delete that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you don't mind, son,
need that.
This kid obviously went back and searched like ex-partners.
Just put everything in about me
into
this Wikipedia page, right? Anyway, he started to edit it down a little bit more. Got rid of a lot of information, thank God. That didn't need to be on there. But then when I left that radio station and came to Spin, it was updated again. I don't know if it's the same kid, but
This kid is updating this more than you're updating your own LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's it. I literally never update my LinkedIn. But like when I got the show, that was changed on my Wikipedia page and things like that, right? So I don't know what it is, but I think my dad is just very, very proud of me that I have a Wikipedia page. He thinks this is a big deal, even though anyone can literally make a Wikipedia page. I didn't make it, but I think my dad's like, So I think my dad might have a Google alert on me. If you don't know what a Google alert is, at any time someone basically says my name in an article or anything online, he'll get an alert. He texts me on Monday and he's like, hey, have you seen this? And he sent me a link to my Wikipedia page, which I do not go on, by the way, just, as much as people probably think I do. I go on it daily. Yeah, I never really go on it. And he said, hey, have you seen this? What's going on? And I was like, oh God, what's the story here? So it goes in the bio. David Hammond, by the way, the guy who made it doesn't know my birthday. He just knows I was born in 1995. So he goes, David Hammond, brackets 29 or 30, close brackets. I'm 29, is an Irish radio presenter. He is known for presenting the breakfast show Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin 103.8.
Right.
Perfect. Next line. He will join Dublin Station 98 FM from September 2024 to present a Sunday morning show from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. I did not agree to this. This is the first time I'm hearing about this. I freaked and I brought it to my boss and I was like, what the hell is going on? And he was like, imagine this was how you're finding out. I was like, what?
The gig.
I was freaking out.
That's
and I was like, so this
now,
is
don't
not
get
a
me
thing.
Wrong. Fabulous opportunity. But to do a 5-day week, to do a 1-day week, like that's going to cost you financially, man.
Yeah, I thought it would too. So anyway, my boss was like, no, don't worry. Don't know where this is coming from. That's not happening.
So that's been randomly put on your Wikipedia.
I don't know by who.
I don't know. I think we need to have a look at this. Are you telling me that I can go onto your Wikipedia page right now and put in whatever I want?
Well, yeah, but don't do that. Like, obviously,
listen, so we need to have a bit of crack.
Anyone can edit your Wikipedia page, and clearly that's what's happened here.
Yeah, like famously, anyone can edit a Wikipedia page.
So I could say you're leaving Spins to join Dublin Zoo.
Hang on, no. A bit of brainstorming needs to happen here. Now, let's do a bit of damage.
Let's relax.
You shouldn't have brought it up.
Give us a few minutes.
No, it's grand. Leave it with us.
We're going to change your whole life, dude.
Wikipedia page more shortly. Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Olivia Rodrigo and Obsessed on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just gone 7:45 and Dave has just done something really, really silly.
Uh-oh.
Dave has just told us that there is a Wikipedia page that exists about him that years ago was started by a literal child who followed him on TikTok and took any information that was public about Dave on his Instagram or on his TikTok, including ex-girlfriends, etc., just looking at dates of when pictures were posted online.
Yep.
And that was updated quite starkly the other day with news that Dave is leaving Spin to join sister station 98FM.
I'm not, by the way. This was edited by someone I don't know. I have no idea who it is. My dad obviously got a Google alert and sent it to me, and I freaked out.
Yeah, Dave was like, "What do you mean, boss? Are you getting rid of me?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
It's so random and weird. But
so strange.
It has opened the Pandora's box for us to have some fun now on Dave's Wikipedia page because it's editable by anyone. And in fact, I would encourage you to go on and also have a little bit fun today. You listening?
So in order to get some inspiration about this, we will be posting this on Dave's Wikipedia page in due course very shortly. I needed to get like a format of a typical Wikipedia page to follow, so obviously I just went for share.
Okay.
I went for share's Wikipedia page, so it starts off with information, then goes into the born category, the occupations, the years active, etc. So instead I've gone for like categories like public image, other interests and achievements. So I'll start with public image. I just wanted to now say under Dave's category for public image, now blonde. That's it, okay?
That is true, to be fair.
Yeah.
Other interests, apart from radio work, I would say long walks with his housemate Ben and chicken nug worshipper. And then in terms of achievements, I would start serious with IMRO Radio DJ of the Year, winner several times. But more importantly, can now complete a 60-second plank.
3-minute plank.
3-minute plank, okay. Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I'm going with on this.
Yeah.
So you're actually filling it with factual information.
Yeah, you're kind of being a bit sound today.
Well done,
there.
Emma. Thank you for that. Because
okay.
No one had ever updated like that before. I appreciate you.
That's true, yeah, okay.
I just have a couple of bits that I just want to pepper throughout. I'd like to change your alma mater.
Oh, yeah, from Dundalk?
From Dundalk IT to TIT, Talent IT. just because that's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I'd also like to add, just in your personal life, David Hammond is a vegan. Since meeting his co-worker, Aisling Bonner, who inspired him that a life of plants is the life for him. He hates chicken nuggets.
Yeah. That's going to really work with Emma's line of chicken nugget lover.
Oh, I think this whole thing should be totally contradictory.
And then just the other part that I'd like to update is I'd like to add a section on your early life, because that's not currently there. And just say David Hammond is a proud Liverpool supporter.
No, that's too far.
He spent his summers volunteering at the Liverpool FC shop in Dublin's ILAC shopping centre as a teenager. And his favourite player is Steven Gerrard.
Oh my God.
He has a poster of on his wall.
I'm actually sweating. Get rid of that immediately.
So Callum, you got all that?
I've been making live changes while you've been saying this.
And excellent.
Other people have been changing the Wikipedia page. During as you were talking, it just changed. A load of people just kept putting zoo worker. That was a callback to a minute ago that Emma said he's moving to Dublin Zoo.
Yeah.
And also someone changed it to be like, Dave never stops talking about Dundalk.
Yup, Dundalk IT.
Very good.
Keep it going, people.
Yeah, honestly, keep editing.
We'll revisit tomorrow and see what new changes have been added.
I'm going to take a screenshot now and then look again and then surprise us tomorrow.
God.
Just David Hammond on Wikipedia. Go hard or go home. Please don't create one for me and Aisling. We can do that.
No, we're fine.
We're grand. You'll get this thing that
keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Good morning.
Morning.
So what's the latest? what story?
No right. latest, and no. we're all really annoyed.
We've had some great players, though, having said that. We've had some unbelievable players
and
on the Golden Ticket.
And we've had loads of crack in the Golden Ticket this week, actually.
Because I wasn't here, is it?
No.
Just good callers, good tunes.
Yeah.
Just good vibes,
actually.
Everyone's
a bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
No, we actually just had a few mad scones on the Golden Ticket this week.
We did
week.
Indeed.
That's what I like to hear.
But good news for you,
yeah.
it still has not gone. We still have 3 pairs of tickets to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. We are talking about Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. We still have it.
Yeah, we okay. tried and we failed, but we'll try again and Emma's back and it would be better with the full gang to get a win today. So if you want to come on and play, it's golden in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
Literally 3 weeks to go until Sea Sessions. This gotta go.
Yeah, it's
gotta
getting
go.
Gotta go.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello to you. Coming up on 4 minutes after 8 this Thursday morning.
What's up?
Spin.
Morning.
Crack.
I met up with my mom yesterday evening. We went to see a show in the Borough.
Oh, yeah. I saw someone's Wizard Be Real and you were in the background.
Yeah, yeah. It was so, so fun. But we were chatting quite seriously about my granny.
Oh, yeah.
We're a bit worried about my granny at the moment.
Oh, no.
She has a problem. With Magnums.
Oh.
My granny has, for years, had a Magnum ice cream a day.
Seriously? A day?
Every day.
I feckin' love that about old people.
What
they just
have,
they do random things that are they contribute to why
and
they're...
And I love it's like, what's the secret to a long and happy life? A Magnum every day.
White Magnum, almond Magnum. You know, she picks and chooses week by week.
What a queen.
She'll buy a day.
A multi-pack in the freezer kind of
job. And the freezer's very small and she will buy no other frozen goods because it's pretty much just for the Magnum.
It's the Magnum drawer.
Lately though, the Magnum obsession has become a little bit more intense.
Oh.
So last week I went to visit my granny and I usually send her a text being like, I'll be down at 3. And we kind of have this agreement that she doesn't need to text me back. I'll just rock up because it's kind of hard for her to text or whatever.
Yeah.
So I went for a nap after I sent the text and then I woke up and I had a text and a voicemail
from my granny.
I was like, this is unusual. Is she not around? Both the text and the voicemail said, don't get a 99 on your way up. I have a Magnum for you. I went, that's kind of weird because she always offers me a Magnum, but she's never like, don't get a 99.
Right.
Specifically, I have Magnums. So I thought that was unusual. I went and she had extra Magnums this time, loads of Magnums. My mom was over at my granny's yesterday before we went to the show. And she was also there on Sunday. And on Sunday, my granny said to her, as soon as she walked in the door, she said, you're having a Magnum today and I won't take no for an answer.
What is this poll like?
I think she's bought too many Magnums.
Okay.
She needs to do a clear out.
She needs to remember that they're frozen.
Yeah, she's actually bought 10 boxes.
Yeah. Yesterday again, she said to my mom was like, well, like, go out and get us a few cakes. Why would you get a few cakes when I have loads of Magnums? So she said they had a Magnum yesterday as
What's
well.
What's with the Bonners and ice cream?
Like, I know.
You're so obsessed with your own version of ice cream.
And on Friday, my granny is going to the doctor to get results of a blood test. And she said to my mom, I'm very worried about these results. And my mom was like, oh my God, what? Why? What's going on? What's wrong? Because of all the Magnums. It's getting out of control.
Oh my God, she's let loose.
How do I stop my granny from eating so many Magnums?
Magnum rehab, quick.
Yes, honestly, get her in
she's
there.
She's a Magnum pusher.
There's obviously so many going on in the freezer that she can't cope anymore. So
yeah.
get the line of all our listeners outside.
Tesco needs
outside
to stop
gap.
Doing deals on Magnums.
Golden ticket is on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
I think it's kind of fair that summer's number one hit music station has to give you the summer of dreams.
100%.
That was inspiring, wasn't it?
What are we? The 30th of May. It's 8:10. I think it's high tide we gave this away.
I think so too.
Is that a thing? High tide?
Let's start.
High time, I think.
Do you know what? Let's start trying to give this away.
As if we haven't been.
No, but it's just, it's time now. It's time for it to go away.
Let's really try now, guys.
I think this is the hottest prize for the taking on Irish radio right now. Certainly at this time, flicking around. We want to send you to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic.
And I think we should try give this away.
Let's give this a good go.
I think so.
From now on. Seriously, look.
If you haven't registered before, although it might not be worth your while if it does go today, it's golden in a WhatsApp at any stage. If you want to be at these festivals this summer, you cannot get Electric Picnic tickets. You can win them on Spin. I'm not sure what the story is. Are we sold out for C-Sessions and Longy? If not, I'm sure very close at this stage, and save yourself a few bob and win it here. On to give this a go this morning is Niamh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you all set now? Today's the day. I can feel it in my bones. You're going to win this, aren't you?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Let's do it, Niamh. What are you after the day?
I'm just getting ready for work.
What do you do?
I work as an assistant editor in broadcasting, so like making TV shows.
Oh, very
are you
cool.
With a rival company.
Well, seeing as we don't do TV, no.
Sorry, Niamh. We're very TV friendly, I think.
Oh, Niamh, if you haven't seen us before, we are so hot.
Don't look us up.
Just take our word
for it. Just trust that.
And
if you ever need a cool TV show, we can do it.
Yeah.
Question mark?
Oh, let's just know.
And any plans, if you don't win this today, would you be like trying your best to get to any of these festivals if you don't get a chance to win them today?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, literally on the lookout for tickets all the time.
Okay.
We're really rooting for you, Niamh.
Have you no connections, Niamh? No? You have to win them on the radio station. Ah, okay. Fair enough. When's the last time you were at a festival, Niamh?
I was at EP last year.
Were you?
Oh my god, that weather!
The weather.
I'll never be like that again.
Oh, stop. It was so good.
So who played last year?
Who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Fred again, Niall Horan.
So nice.
Was it a picture of this or something? No. I don't know. Honestly, I was too sunstroked. You had a good time, don't even. You obviously want to go again, yeah?
Oh, it was so good. Yeah, right. The weather was amazing. So I'm just hoping it's the same this year.
Yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get you there. So this is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
That's it. Do you know how many songs you have to guess?
Five.
Correct. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Niamh?
Yep, perfect.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Swords.
Niamh from Swords, the best of luck. 25 seconds are on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We were good. We were gone. Flowers, Miley Cyrus.
Stop the clock.
Nice one. Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
No.
What's wrong?
Dave gave me a face. That's a tough song.
She does not mention Flowers.
It doesn't matter. That's an easy song.
I think that's a great song.
A great song.
She got it in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's a dirty song one though. I think
interesting.
First song you should say the title of the song the first few seconds.
Dave, do you know what's sad though? Not many songs do that.
No, I know.
We're running out.
It's quite difficult.
Oh well, you got it anyway, Niamh.
Miley Cyrus, Flowers in the bag. Right, we've 19.9 seconds left. So really 20 seconds left and 4 songs.
No pressure.
And a swap remaining. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Delete
the
training sessions?
No.
Go again.
You're so close.
Or do you want to swap?
Swap it.
Swap.
Oh, thank God.
So it was training season, not training session.
Ew.
I know. Producer Callum being pretty strict on that one.
I'd have to be really strict on the name. It's Dua Lipa and not Dilipa. Come on, Niamh.
It was Dua Lipa. Yeah. All right. So we have 20 seconds now back on the clock and a new song two to play.
A brand new song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I was supposed to be
sent away. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Can't think of the name. Swap.
2 weeks.
You can't. So we've no more swaps. It's 2 weeks. That game kids play.
What's 2 weeks?
Fortnite.
Stop the clock. Yes.
Whew, okay. Fortnite. Taylor Swift and Post Malone. I'll say that's kind of a hard song too. But here we are. We have now got 4 seconds on the clock. So that's kind of tricky.
Oh God.
But we'll give song three a go.
Let's go for song three. Niamh plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Run me up in diamonds.
Cover me in gold. Oh,
no,
I'm blanking.
And stop the clock. Oh, that's a tough one as well.
We did tell you yesterday that we were going to play a Becky Hill song for song three, so Becky Hill was there.
We did.
As was Ella Henderson, her kind of counterpart, and David Guetta, Crazy What Love Can Do.
Her counterpart.
they're one of the same.
Training session really got me there as well. Damn it.
It was, that was a tough one. I think, personally, those songs were really, really tough, Niamh.
We're never going to get a TV show out of this.
Wasn't meant to be.
Oh, lads, sorry Niamh, about that, Niamh.
We hope you manage to get to EP on your own at some point anyway. All right, enjoy.
Oh, hopefully. Not to worry. Thanks
so much. Have a great day, Niamh. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay, we told you yesterday that we were going to make Song 3 a Becky Hill song, and we're going to now keep Song 3 as a Becky Hill song until somebody guesses it correctly as a Becky Hill.
I like question, that. That's question, a little bit easier as well.
Not necessarily that song today.
Nope. No, just any
just
Becky Hill
a
song.
Becky Hill
which,
song.
Which, to be fair, doesn't narrow it down by much. That's half of the playlist.
She's on everything.
She's on everything.
Okay, look, messages right now. Win your way to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric.
That's
Picnic.
High tide this went now, I think.
I think so. I think I'm really give, feeling
I think,
that
I think we should try to give it away.
I think we need clarity. Is it high tide or high time?
Yeah, does anyone
time.
Know?
High tide is when you go swimming.
Yeah, but that's why I thought that's where the phrase came
no,
from.
No, high time.
It's high tide because that's the time.
Look, you say whatever you want.
I will, it's high tide.
Golden and a WhatsApp now, please. 087-711-1038. What is the crack?
Well, welcome back, Emma Nolan.
Oh, thank you.
From New York City to Dublin City, just like that.
Do I have the New York glow?
You do?
You look wrecked.
The pollution.
You are doing very well, I have to say, with the old jet lag. I know at 7 o'clock we gave you a few tips on the jet lag. They worked, I think. The two coffees, near three. Three coffees actually, the water being sprinkled in your face, yeah. The downward dog pose.
Yeah, because you only got off the flight at bloody 4 o'clock in the morning. The straight to work, you mad thing.
Yeah, well, look, it's the way to do it. I'm buzzing, I'm starting to get slightly delirious, but here we are.
Yeah, that happened to me.
You know, you're like, what day is it though? I'm on New York time.
Yeah,
sorry.
But tell us, like,
I'm
obviously,
on New York
what time is it in my time?
went to a place where, like, you've been wanting to go for years and years and years. How was it? Tell us everything. This is your moment.
Okay. New York was probably the best 5 days of my life.
Oh.
It was everything that I thought it was going to be, but actually so much more. And my favourite stuff was just the basic stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're walking from, excuse me, block to block. Yeah. And you just get chatting with a local, like I was chatting to a local woman.
Yeah, I have never met someone who loves chatting to people as much as Emma Nolan. Like the thought of chatting to any local is terrifying.
I can't believe I didn't think that this is going to be such a big factor of her trip. Like, that's your dream.
Just chatting to local people.
Yeah.
And I think one of the most magical parts of the whole thing was having never been to the States, never been to New York. When we arrived JFK, we got a train in, then hopped on a subway. We were so proud of ourselves and cocky that we nailed it and managed to get where we needed to get.
Brilliant.
And first of all, everyone's so sound. Getting off the subway, we were like, honestly, two bimbos with our massive suitcases trying to get up from the subway. And gentlemen, I have to say, let me take that for you, miss. I was like, But, you know that first moment, having been underground, when you walk up from a subway station,
yeah.
And you're just in the thick of it. It was like so overwhelming. We were just taking it all in. It was so fun. I was wearing a pink dress and some guy just went, good morning, Pinky. I was like, hi.
Hey, good morning,
How
Pinky.
Are you?
And you loved that.
Can you imagine how much I love that, Aisling? It's just magical to take it all in and hear the accents, I think, first of all. Anyway, did everything, did as much as we possibly could squeeze into the few days. One of my favourite days was just spending the whole day in Central Park.
Oh.
But you know me, guys, as much as this is a city that never sleeps, I had some of my best ever naps in New York.
Oh my God.
Some of my best ever.
The person who never stops sleeping in the city that never sleeps.
That was me, man. That was me. And I want to tell you some of the best places I had a nap in New York City. Number one, the subway.
Of course.
This was on my suitcase. It passed about 12, 13 stops. However, I turned to Emer as soon as I woke up and said, don't let me sleep on the subway. This is the most entertaining part of New York. There's a man with a literal cat on his shoulder. How is he controlling this cat?
I promise you it's not the most entertaining part of New York. God, it's awful.
No, just taking it all in, I felt like I was in a movie. I was like, that child's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Family are going to be the next subject of this big blockbuster movie. Fascinating. But did have 40 winks on the subway and then said to Emer, please never let me do that again. Number two. Now, this wasn't just a 40 winks. This was a 2.5 hour sleep, deep sleep,
when?
On the grass in Central Park.
Nice.
Oh, it was. was amazing. Everyone playing baseball, lots of people sunning themselves. I'm not going to lie, everyone had stripped off in the sunshine. I fell asleep in my bra in Central Park.
Stop.
And I had a great time.
When in Rome, huh? When in Rome.
What did Emer do the whole time?
Emer was like, you can't fall asleep in your bra. And I was like, look around you. Everyone's in their bra. I don't care.
I'm calling New York.
The big thing about this particular trip was Emer and I share a birthday. She's just like a year old me, but we're both the 27th of May.
Yeah.
So we were like, birthday, we're going to go out, we're going to go big. And on the day of our birthday, when I say it poured all day, it was one of those like having been and like so lucky to have the most exceptional weather. It rained like I've never seen before. It blitzed rain on Monday. And we were down in Greenwich wanting to go to Carrie's Steps, but sure, we got lost in an Irish bar for 4 hours waiting for the rain to stop. You know yourself.
Oops.
So by the time we got back up to like get showered and get ready, Emer was mid curling her hair for a big birthday night out, and I fell asleep.
No.
For how long?
Till the next day.
No.
It's not a nap one.
That was sleep. Yeah. Oh. I woke up at 4 a.m. and went, I'm so sorry. And she was like, do you know what? I'm delighted. She was literally mid curling her hair and turned around and was like, all right, Emma, you're nearly ready.
Oh my god.
Honestly, if you want to go somewhere to have a great sleep, go to the city that never sleeps.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
You heard it
no
here
one's
first.
Ever said that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, heard it here very much first.
Oh, listen, I had the time of my life. I loved it.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Once a week, myself, Ashling Bonner, the women of Dublin, we come together, we do a virtual shake hands and we say, let's embarrass Dave.
Mm. We all hold hands together and we sing Kumbaya.
It's just a wonderful time.
Yeah,
it really is.
Time.
No, what we really do though is, yes, embarrass Dave, but also just test him on all things girly. The girly quiz is a big deal on our show. It's been going for quite some time and it's kind of hard to believe that we still have stuff to quiz Dave about when it comes to ladies, females, etc.
How you come up with questions every single week is beyond me. And you've never repeated a question.
No.
It's just bizarre to me.
That's a fact. We never have. We've got a very, very, a document that's very well labelled. And once a question has been asked, it's been highlighted and moved through different sections.
Yeah.
It's,
and there's a bank of questions on reserve as well.
Yeah.
Questions that you have to get right. You have to get all three right in order to win the week, Dave. You do have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, a 50-50, and the other is a phone a female. And we've Holly standing by as your phone a female
Holly,
this
thank
morning.
You.
Holly is there, yeah.
We do say as well on the girly quiz that sometimes, you know, we get into talk about lady bits and you might have had these types of chats with your kids perhaps, so keep the hand hovering over the volume button if you so wish, but I think again today probably alright.
Yeah, I think this sometimes we go really hard by being like be really careful with the hand on the dial, but I think today it's like be grand,
be alright.
Let's get into it. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave, is what are low lights? I love his face. I wish you could see his face. Look, guys, we need a girly quiz TV show.
Yeah, there needs to be a live cam.
A live cam.
Like,
what are lowlights, Dave?
When you turn like
don't turn off the light.
When you turn them down, like when you.
When you
what are you doing?
It's an Enrique Iglesias song. It's very old.
like you.
Shut up, Dave. Don't need to be mad.
You slag me, I slag you.
Mean.
You get me in the girly quiz, I get you back.
Yeah. 30 is old now, yeah. You're offending everyone listening to us.
You're 31.
Sugar, I am, and all. Right about that.
Lowlights. Lowlights, I'd imagine, are something to do with highlights. Because of the opposite.
Okay.
Right. Oh! So highlights, okay, so I got highlights, I got blonde highlights in and I'm like, they're at the top, right? So like they're kind of the tips, they're
the
highlights.
The tips at the top of your head.
Whether it's the low lights, would they be at maybe the bottom of the tips of hair maybe?
The roots?
The roots, that, there we go, the roots. Low lights, that would make the most sense. Well, actually what would make the most sense is when you turn the lights down. That would make the most sense. I'm not entirely sure, but I don't know what to do.
Okay. You've got a couple of options. You can go with a guess. You can use your 50-50.
I think it'd be really stupid, but I don't want to lose because I don't know the answer. So I think I'm going to call in Holly.
All right, Holly is there. Good morning, Holly.
Morning,
Holly.
How are you?
Morning.
Are you good?
Not too bad. I did a literal face palm there when you said about the tips and the roots and the...
A face palm. Oh, great. Oh, well, thank God I came to you then.
We love a judgmental phone of female, Holly.
Thank God I came to you then.
I'm so sorry.
All right, Holly, 30 seconds on the clock. Tell me, what are lowlights?
Well, when you think about it, the highlight is lightening your hair.
Yeah.
So if you have light hair, you might want to get low light to put a bit, to put a darker bit through it.
Again, I wish we had a live feed because the realization just dawning is
so
entertaining.
Ash, if you were going to want to go blonde, you'd get highlights. Emma, would you go low lights because you're quite blonde?
I guess
if she wants to go darker brown,
so you'd get low lights. Brilliant.
Did that occur to you at all, Dave?
Not in the slightest.
It might be the most self-explanatory question we've ever asked on the girly quiz.
It's just a simple game of opposites, really, but
thankfully Holly was there, and of course she's absolutely correct.
Woo! Thanks, Holly.
Thank you, Holly. Appreciate
no problem.
You.
Are you a first time phone a female?
Yeah, I am. And I also did kind of have a heart attack. I'm guessing that.
You did great, Holly.
Added to the list of all the ladies who've helped you out. It's Holly. Thank you, Holly. Have a great day.
No problem, guys.
Chat to you later. Okay, we move. One out of one so far.
All right, Dave. Question number two in the girly quiz. I've lost the juggler lifeline. Yeah, you have. Question number two. Is a multimedia question.
A multimedia question? Uh-huh. I studied multimedia in college.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you're going to be great at this. Question number two. This song is famously used on an ad for what product?
I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire.
Yeah, haven't a clue.
Ah, you're joking. Are you serious?
I don't watch TV like that much.
But this was quite big, like, back when you did watch TV.
Venus.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it again, just because it's fun.
Yeah.
Everyone sing along now.
I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
I have this, like, weird image of someone with something on their feet.
On their feet?
Yeah, like, Venus. Is it for a razor, maybe? Like,
do you shave your
feet? I'm your Venus,
you
I'm your fire, your desire. I'm going to say, I just have this image of someone putting their feet maybe up on a bath or something, like, and shaving their legs. Again, I'm not 100% sure, which makes me think, should I simplify it? But then I'll be on my own for question three. Right.
Which is a scary place to be.
Let's simplify.
You're going for the simplify. All right, entering simplify mode.
Off you go, Ash.
I feel like they've gotten worse over time.
No hate, please.
No hate, please.
Question two, Dave. This song is famously used on an ad for what product?
I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
Is it A, razors? Or B, shampoo?
Oh.
Again, bring us a live feed, please.
Could be shampoo. I'm going to go with razors. I said razors. I'm going to go with my gut.
Say it with your chest.
It's razors. Yeah. Yes. Let's go.
Well done. So you obviously have.
I had something in my head. I don't know what it was, but it was something.
Young Dave looking
at
those legs.
Quite an iconic ad campaign. You know, I was looking it up and they've got like newer versions of the song and now it's like real, like it's real Ellie Goulding. It's like, I'm your Venus.
No.
Oh, sick. Bring back Bananarama.
Final question, can he win the week? Bearing in mind he is now completely on his own.
I'm
Dave,
lifelineless.
Name one thing a woman should do before going in for her laser hair removal appointment. Think of the preparation for something like that.
Make sure the kids can get home from school on time.
Yeah.
Make sure the dishwasher's empty.
Dave!
This is serious now.
Don't be misogynistic.
I was not being misogynistic. I was more so saying, what are some tasks that people need to do before they do other things? Cycle to the shop. I don't know.
Emptying the
bungee jump. What is the question again?
Name one thing a woman should do before going in for her laser hair removal appointment.
Laser hair removal. I would imagine they'll ask you to... Oh, would they ask you to shave? Yes, that's exactly what they do. They would ask you to shave because they're not gonna laser hair removal hairs that are really, really long. So they're gonna ask you to shave.
As in just for less mess and less sweeping up, like.
I also don't think lasers could get rid of hairs that are like
existing.
Centimeter long or things like that. Like, I don't think a laser could get rid of my hair.
Have you ever seen Spy Kids?
I'd say they ask you to shave. Final answer.
You're absolutely
come on.
Oh, correct.
Ha 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 ha!
Oh, thank God for that.
That was really good. I actually think the first time I learned that you had to shave before laser, I was very surprised.
I just thought logically.
You're like, why should I have to do the job before you do the job?
I'm like, you do it.
And also because with waxing, you're encouraged to have a lot of hair growth.
Exactly.
So that the wax can grab your hair.
Right, okay.
Which you obviously learned on the worst show ever a few weeks
three
ago.
For three, I won the girly quiz and only a little bit of misogyny. Not bad. Not bad.
Ooh, we're getting better, guys. This has been...
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. It spins fully charged, recharged.
I just saw the news that Lewis Hamilton is doing Hot Ones. If you don't know Hot Ones,
it's
a YouTube show where they basically just eat hot chicken wings to see how far into the interview they can go with it. Dying of heat. And Lewis Hamilton is a Formula One driver, quite possibly, and I like Lewis Hamilton, the most boring Formula One driver.
Okay, I was gonna say he seems very dry.
He's
to me.
So reserved, like in everything.
Right, okay.
This is gonna be the worst episode ever.
I hope he's literally like blank face.
Yeah, like he's a robot.
And I hope he gets like the hottest wing ever and just is so deadpan about it.
You will just have you might get one single tear and you'll be like
one sweat
that was hot. Great, cheers. Nice one, Lewis.
When's that out? I want to watch that.
Apparently tomorrow. I'm like, I'm already really not looking forward to that.
Oh, sign me up.
Let's go. Wicca, Wicca. We got what we
needed. Emma, Dave and Ashling. Hello there. It is Thursday, May 30th. Somehow, here we are. What's the crack?
Good morning. Emma, you were halfway across the world for the last couple of days.
I was.
You were in New York City.
A few hours ago.
Yeah. And you still managed to, on the, the 27th, you still managed to text me and freak me out. Emma sent me at about 4 p.m. our time, three dots.
Dot, dot, dot.
And I was like, oh my God, what the hell is happening? Something's gone on.
I didn't expect it to freak out as much. Your reply was, what? What's wrong? I was like, oh, I've given him an anxiety attack.
You
I was trying
freaked
to have a bit
me
of
out.
Crack. Do you know what was funny? Because myself and Emer share a birthday.
Yeah, that was it, by the way. It was because I didn't send her a happy birthday message.
Yeah, you and Callum were noticeably absent from the tally that me and Emer were checking.
At 9 a.m. your time.
So because Emer and I, we were just taking the mick out of it, being like, they're so far ahead Irish time that if people haven't texted us by the time we wake up,
they're
terrible friends or they've forgotten. We were joking, like, so we were doing Italian and she was like, any word from Dave yet? And I was like, no. She was like, any word from Callum yet? And I was like, not a peep from either of them.
And what did you say when
any word from Ashling? I woke up to a beautiful message from Ashling. Very kind words, really well thought out.
Such a welcome.
Really sentimental and sweet about our friendship.
I feel like the only reason you do that is so you don't get in trouble.
Oh, well, I wasn't trying to get the dot, dot, dot.
So we got dot, dot, dots. So I said on air then on Monday or Tuesday, I was just like, right, everyone go into Emma's DMs and give her a little dot, dot, dot on your request. How did that go down?
Well, can I tell you for a fact, it went down an absolute treat. My was like, oh my God, look at all these message requests. People must be like, oh my God, is she a New York influencer?
I love her New York content.
Here are all of these new people messaging me. No, it was just like 40 dot, 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 to be honest with you. So I reply and said, haha, like I said, message everyone back. And I was like, are they trolling me? And the amount of people who were so loyal to you guys being like, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
Love that.
Or, yes, but don't say I told you.
Who are they?
Crew.
Give me their names.
I love our crew.
Give me their names immediately.
Come through, Army.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, I need to get something off my chest this morning.
Oh?
I'm going on holidays on Saturday and all my bikinis are pretty ancient. I haven't done like a proper sun holiday in a few years. They're weathered, they're off colour, they're very unflattering
so
at this stage.
That's what you need to get off your chest.
Yeah.
Me basically. And my sister have decided that we're no longer bikini gals, we are swimsuit gals.
Yeah,
oh, is that like a big moment in a person's life?
It just means I haven't really been to the gym in a while, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I have a couple of good swimsuits, but I want a couple of bikinis. Kind of want to get
you want to get the tan.
A little tan on the belt.
Of course.
So I said, I'm going to get a new bikini this year. I'd love two, but even one would be great. A few weeks ago on this show, I threw it out there and I said, what about Depop? Would you buy a bikini from Depop?
Well, that went down like a lead balloon.
Yeah, got the likes of this off
no,
that.
No, absolutely not. No, no.
Oh, no, don't buy. Please don't buy.
Good God, no.
People were really upset that you'd even really suggest passionate. Buying a secondhand bikini.
Yeah, people were passionate and it was a straight no. And then I kind of got into a bit of a huff. So that was 2 weeks ago and I said, thank you.
I hate when she does that.
Can't buy bikini on Depop. I'm not going to look at bikinis online. Anyway, this week comes and I say, thick. I'm going away on Saturday and I have no bikini.
All I will say is, because you know yourself as a girl, when you head off on holidays and you bring four bikinis, you wear one.
Yeah.
You wear one, you wash it out in the evening and you wear it again.
You wear your favourite one.
You don't want to mess your tan lines. Yeah, you're comfy in it.
So I need one bikini and I decide this week I need to go bikini shopping.
Oh no.
I've decided that this is the worst activity known to woman. Bikini
really?
Shopping, physically in shops, is a misery
okay.
from start to finish.
Well, you heard it here first for all those people who have given birth. It is bikini shopping.
Doesn't even come close. My first mistake was wearing my Doc Martens on the day of my bikini shop.
Oh, for God's sake.
It was quite a muggy day.
Ashling, there's no help when you hear
so the Docs were like a hot press around my feet. There was no need for the Docs. In the first few shops, I took off the Docs, obviously. And then I'm standing in a pair of long black socks with my bikini. Not a good look. In one place, I slid off one of the socks and then kind of stood on one foot because I didn't want to get a verruca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my foot is covered in the black lint from the sock.
Lovely.
So it looks like it's still wearing a sock.
What I will say is when you go shopping for something like that and you're knowing you're stripping to the bare minimum.
Yeah.
You need to almost just have one of those quick cotton dresses over the head. On, off,
oh, yeah.
on, off. We're all
oh, no,
changing.
I was wearing full jeans. Yeah, yeah. Oh, disgusting, right? In one shop, I actually took my trousers off over the Docs because I was like, I'm not taking these feckin' Docs off again.
Oh God.
Right.
Cut your losses, go home.
Do you know how unsexy it is to wear only a bikini and a pair of Doc Martens?
You look like you're advertising a building worksite or something.
I looked like the naked cowboy in Times Square.
You look like kind of a really sexist ad for a building site in 1984.
Oh God.
I felt like putting my foot up on the little stool.
How you lads want to work
just
on this building site?
It was awful looking. So all of those bikinis were gone.
Yeah. Even though they were probably absolutely beautiful on you, but you wore them with Docs.
They weren't, okay? Do you know what the other thing about when you try on bikinis in the shop is? You have to wear your own knickers as well underneath because, like, that's
germs.
Hygienic or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But then you've got the little, the crappiest little knickers on. So then you've got the little bit of your own knickers coming through the side of the bikini. You can't tell what's bikini and
what's
knickers.
Not. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's the knicker line and what's the bikini line? Who knows at this
Nightmare.
Stage?
Dear God, this sounds really, really tough.
It was traumatising. I went to 10 different shops.
No, you didn't.
I found absolutely
didn't.
Nothing.
You went to 10?
I went to 10 different shops, okay? I tried on things that weren't the right colours, weren't the right shapes, weren't the right size,
then
didn't have matching sets.
Yeah, I was about to say. Then
oh my God.
You're like, oh, they don't have that in my size.
Yeah,
in the
I'm like,
bottom.
Cool. Here's the right size top. Oh, brilliant. The bottoms are only size 6.
Fabulous.
Can't be doing that.
Right.
Absolute nightmare. This bikini doesn't give me double D's. What's going on with this one?
It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't
to
make
me.
Any sense. Literally,
where's the cleavage gone?
4 hours I was out in my Doc Martens trying on skimpy bits of polystyrene. I came home, sat down on the couch. I spent €300 on Zara buying 3 different bikinis in about 4 different sizes each. I'll return most of it. If I get one bikini out of that, I'll be happy. But I'm never going on holidays again.
No,
I think
honestly.
Your first mistake is buying polystyrene bikinis.
Polyester.
I get the frustration, gal. I get the frustration. Have you ever just gone looking for a bra in a shop?
Never.
The most dehumanizing experience in the world.
It's tough being
Give me
a woman.
My 10-year-old one back, please.
I'm starting to get a little bit worried for Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. She had a mad week.
I need to know that the stuff she's doing at the moment are the kind of things she's always done. But I don't think they are.
I think she's getting a bit wackier.
Yeah, she's gone, I think, a little bit woo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
On Monday, we chatted about a story where she was in Amsterdam. She tried to fly from Amsterdam to Manchester to perform at that arena. But the Amsterdam Airport police stopped her because she had some Amsterdam products in her bag that she was trying to take.
And Nikki, like, you'd think she'd know a bit better than
you'd
that.
Think she would. She started going mad at the airport police. She was going live
was
on, like, Instagram
them.
And
no,
filming
she wasn't.
Them. Yeah, yeah. It was not good.
Oh, she thought she was too good to stick to the rules?
Pretty much.
Moving but, that kind of stuff around Europe.
She finally made it to Manchester. Obviously, she was way too late for the gig. Tweeted to her fans in Manchester, come to my hotel room. Or come to my hotel, I'm on the balcony and I might come down to you and, like, chat to you or whatever. And I'd say the hotel saw the tweet and were like, oh, for the love of God.
Please don't.
Yeah, please don't
Manchester
do that.
Police, like, all over this, cross, like, the roads, everything. Yeah.
Well, she's continued her tour and she's continued her madness. She was in Birmingham over during the week and she was asking the crowd where they were from and then holding the mic out. And this happened.
So where else are you guys from?
We're from Wales, Nikki.
Wales. So she's in Birmingham. Someone's come from Wales to see her perform.
She's not going
to
know what Wales is.
Well, out of interest, what do you think of when you think of Wales?
The country?
Yeah. What do you think of when you think of Wales? Do you think of the flag? Do you think of fields?
The
do you think
of the
accent? What do you think of?
The valleys.
The valleys, yeah.
Hollyhead.
Well, Nicki Minaj thinks about a dear close friend of hers.
It always reminds me of a dear friend of mine. She's not here anymore, but the Princess of Wales.
Dear. Oh no.
So what? She's talking about Princess Diana. So that's firstly, she's talking about Princess Diana. Yeah, a dear friend.
She's talking about my dear friend who's not here anymore.
Secondly, the Princess of Wales is actually Kate Middleton, who is very much still around.
Yes.
Don't worry about that.
Is that what she's saying?
No, she's actually means Diana.
Right.
And thirdly, Nicki Minaj was about 14 when Diana died.
Yeah.
So I don't think they ever met. I don't think their paths would have crossed, really.
Yeah.
Also, why is she speaking in an English accent?
She was putting it on. She was like, and where else are you from?
Oh, right, okay.
I can almost see her doing that, yeah.
But she wants to honour Princess Diana in her own way. So what does she decide to do?
Let's have a moment of silence for her.
No, she didn't.
She held a minute silence for Princess Diana at a gig in Birmingham.
This week.
I think I can see what happened in her brain. She went, oh, I've just mentioned Princess Diana and she's dead. Oh, I can't really just go and sing Super Bass. Let's do a minute silence. Oh, wait, Dan, this thing happened like 27 years ago.
I am so obsessed with this. Nicki Minaj is playing Malahide Castle this year here. I want tickets just to see what she's going to do.
I want to hear that again. It's so awkward.
Let's have a moment of silence
for her. Oh, boy. The whole crowd are like, are you
serious?
Like, with
the accent, she's clearly taking the mic, no?
I'm pretty sure in the background of one of the clips you can hear someone go, what? Like, the only reason I can think why Nicki likes Diana so much is last year she appeared on a remix of Ice Spice's single Princess Diana. Maybe she feels closer after that because it went to number 5 in the Billboard Hot 100.
No way they were buddies.
No, not my dear close friend Princess Di.
She's either going to river dance or pull out Ulysses or something.
It does sound like whatever she was trying to take from Amsterdam made it with her to that gig, perhaps.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Can we go to Nicki Minaj and hold a sign saying R.I.P. James Joyce?
A dear close enough personal friend of Nicki Minaj.
I believe that gig, that Manchester gig that was cancelled the other day is going ahead tonight.
Spins fully charged. Recharged. We are deep into a game of One Foot in the Rave, the game where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. If you guess it correctly, you win IMC Cinema Passes to go and see whatever movie you'd like. And there's so many good ones out at the moment. I saw The Fall Guy only a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't know what you're screaming at.
Garfield, he's saying. Garfield,
would you stop?
There was a Garfield in Rahini, and no one told me about it. And I was so sad that I never got to see the Garfield.
You had every opportunity to go and see the Garfield in Rahini.
No, because it was during the show. Jamie from Jamie and Shireen said to me the other day, Callum, I saw the Garfield Rahini, and I was distraught.
Yeah.
Garfield.
Is it just a guy in a Garfield
costume? No, it's Garfield.
Yeah. Sorry, are we still playing One Foot in the Rave?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. That producer has derailed the whole thing.
But
there are so many movies on at the moment and we want to send you to as many of them as you can win. Up to 6 IMC Cinema Passes up for grabs. Today, if you guess our clip, the clip sounds like this.
Okay, yeah, I'm absolutely disgusted with myself and blaming the jet lag because I know this song and it just won't come to me.
I'm focused on who that singer is and it mightn't be the way to go.
Mm.
Can't get it.
I'm focused on Rahini Garfield.
Back to bed.
This is a clip again. On to give it a go. Emma's standing by. How are you, Emma?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Okay, Emma, here is the clip, okay?
What is it, Emma? What is that song?
It's Take Me Home by BB Rexha and Cash Cash.
Cash Cash.
Cash Cash.
That is such a tune, is it, Dave?
Take Me Home. No, it's not.
Oh! Oh. Emma. You sounded so confident, Emma.
And it's such a good tune, Emma.
Such a great song. Sorry about that, darling.
No problem. Thanks so much. Thanks.
Have a great day, Emma. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Also want to give this a crack is Natalie. How are you, Natalie?
I'm grand. Hey, lads. How are you?
Good. All right, Natalie, here is the clip. It's the longest one you're going to get. Any ideas?
Yeah, you got it, Natalie.
Is it? I think it's Zed Clarity.
Zed
if
Clarity.
Our love is... Shall we check?
Check. It's so
Natalie,
good.
Well done.
Oh man, that wouldn't come.
Brilliant, thank you, lads.
Six no INC message. Cinema passes on the way to you, Natalie. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
And now, thank you
for putting us out of our misery.
Yeah.
Natalie, are you a bit of a raver yourself?
Back in the day, yeah.
Ah, yeah. I think once
I'll be a little bit older than Emma.
Oh, you've done yourself proud.
Yeah, listen,
Natalie.
Once a raver, always a raver.
You're never too old.
Yeah, never too old.
That's it, lads.
Cheers, hon. Talk to you later.
Natalie.
Have a good day. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Can I ask producer Callum, would you take Garfield and Raheny over Big Bird and Rush?
Oh, Rush, Big Bird. Can I raise you Big Bird and Rush to the minion that flew over the road in Sandringham?
Oh my God, I'd like to see a fight to the death between them all.
Raheny Garfield is my OG.
That's your...
Is he gone now? Is that it? It's
yeah,
over.
He was only there for
it's your Roman Empire, is it?
Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin.
Good morning.
I was telling you yesterday that I went and bought the Adidas Gazelle Bolts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You have a pair of them, Emma, in pink.
They're kind of pink and
pink
red,
and
yeah.
Red. I got the black ones. And I will say, while I feel very cool in them, they're not that comfortable.
Oh, no.
And you know what I think? You see, I was told I'm actually a size 7, where I've always believed to be a size
you're
6.
You're a 7?
I refuse to be a 7.
Sorry, you're the slightest...
I'm a small person.
Slim girl.
I refuse...
And you've got a big... Big hooves.
Big
you?
Hoof, yeah.
What did Emma say earlier on Tuppy Mean?
Big flippers. I refuse to be a 7, so I keep buying 6s and they're wedged onto me.
God, for God's sake. I want to put you as a 7er now.
Tongue is jamming into
fine
me.
Fine hooves.
Stop thinking about it. It's over.
She's a 7. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.